WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Norman Jewison has directed all kinds of films, from In the Heat of the Night to Moonstruck, but what keeps drawing him back again and again is the theater. Jewison has done several stage-to-screen adaptations, Fiddler on the Roof, Jesus Christ Superstar, A Soldier's Story, and Agnes of God. And his latest movie is a version of the off-Broadway hit Other People's Money. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Actually, Other People's Money is a textbook version of what a stage adaptation should be. Where the play stumbled, the movie scampers. And where the play's language, by Jerry Stirner, strained, the screenplay by Alvin Sargent fairly sings. In fact, the movie's almost too slick. It goes down so smoothly, you may not notice that a fairly nasty set of assumptions have been candied for your delectation along the way. Our hero is a villain, Lawrence Garfield, a corporate raider, and Jewison certainly gives the devil his due. Garfield is played by Danny DeVito in what might be his best movie performance to date. He manages to combine gleeful, hand-rubbing malevolence with a kind of lonesome basset hound woe that's transfixing. As Garfield, he's an alarmingly likable Scrooge, a Gordon Gekko who doesn't pretend for a moment to serve any interests but his own, but can still love and suffer and, for that reason, touch us, even when we're rooting against him. In fact, DeVito makes Garfield a lot more human than the kindly, rectitudinous small-town folks whose lives he's ruining. You see, Garfield is hell-bent on taking over and demolishing the New England Wire and Cable Company of Rhode Island, the kind of debt-free, gently paternal, relatively prosperous manufacturing firm on which everything wonderful about the American economy was once built. The company's run by Old Man Jorgensen, played by Gregory Peck with his usual stiff heroism. Peck trembles righteously in the face of this Wall Street insect bent on his liquidation, but the insect hasn't counted on Peck's stepdaughter, Kate, a hotshot corporate lawyer played by Penelope Ann Miller. When she takes over the company's defense, she puts herself into it body and soul, with the emphasis on body. All of which delights DeVito, although it doesn't keep him from bamboozling her from time to time, much to her displeasure.
You broke the agreement! You embarrass me with my firm! You embarrass me with my clients!
Oh, wait a minute. Don't come on so holier than thou with me. What am I supposed to do, sit here and twiddle my thumbs while you drive up the price of the stock?
I did no such thing.
All that buy-in coming from some little cockamamie brokerage firm in Rhode Island? You'd think you'd use an out-of-state firm, at least.
I know nothing about that.
Give me a break. Who am I dealing with here, Mother Teresa? You want to play the game, learn to play it right.
Oh, is that what you call it? A game?
You're damn right. The best game in the world. I'll teach you. It's easy. You make as much as you can for as long as you can.
And then what?
And then what? Whoever has the most when he dies wins.
Penelope Ann Miller plays Kate as the sort of ticking sex bomb who would probably have flounced and shimmied her way out of any real chance at a high-level corporate job in about 5 minutes. Her performance gives the movie a very entertaining but very bogus and finally insulting central assumption that women get what they want on Wall Street by combining boardroom wiliness with the promise of bedroom wiles. Still, watching these two play cat and mouse is a lot of fun. And Jewison is up to something more as well. Other People's Money leaves a lot of loose ends dangling and a lot of relationships unexplored because the moral intricacies it wants to examine aren't the ones that arise between the characters. They're the ones that have arisen during the last decade in American business. For Jewison and Sargent, there are no easy answers. Moments after Gregory Peck gets up to make his big Frank Capra-style speech about the goodness of the little people, DeVito gets to make a big speech, defending his corporate raid. And in the movie, as in the play, it's just as convincing as the good guy's spiel. In the end, Jewison is plumping for an unlikely harmony between Wall Street and the corporations it preys on. Let the raiders threaten, he says, because they'll keep American industry on its toes, inventing the new technologies we need to stay competitive. Running into that conclusion may feel like finding a new horizon or like hitting a brick wall. But either way, Other People's Money is an exhilarating ride.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.